Part 2, Chapter 8. Where's Roland? Where's my honey? Roland drove the 4 miles out to the radio station in Antigua one Saturday morning to take care of some things needing attention. He told me he would be back home in a couple of hours. Several hours went by and he did not return. I knew he often found more things to do than he had planned, so I did not worry about it. But when it was getting close to supper time, I still did not see him, and I began to worry a bit. Where was he? What was taking so long? We had no cell phone in those days, and we had no landline phone in the house, so we had no way to contact each other. Finally, the car rolled slowly into our yard. When Roland did not get out of the car right away, I went out on the porch to check on him. "Hi, honey. What took so long?" I asked. He did not answer, but just got out of the car and painfully climbed the steps to the porch and sat down. "What's wrong?" He pointed to his ankle and said he thought he might have broken his ankle. "What happened?" I asked. "Well," he answered, "it seemed like the transmitter was not working right, so I drove out to the transmitter building to check on things." The transmitter building and the 320-foot tower were a couple of miles away from a studio building in the middle of a salt pond, which was usually dry, and no road went all the way there. However, we had recently had some rain. "I couldn't drive all the way to the transmitter building because it was too muddy," he continued. "As I walked the rest of the way, my foot slipped into a hole in the mud and twisted badly. I could not do anything but just sit on the ground for a while. Finally, I was able to stand up and slowly work my way back to the car. I almost fainted, so I couldn't drive for a while. And I had to stop a few times on the way home when I felt faint." "Oh, I'm so sorry, honey," I replied. "Praise the Lord you got home safely, but you need to go to the emergency room. You'll have to get back in the car so I can take you there." The x-ray proved Roland had a bad break in his ankle. After several hours, we were back home. Roland had a cast from his toes to his knee and was walking on crutches. He was not able to go to work at the radio station for more than a week. As Roland sat on the porch with his foot up on the banister one day, we saw a sad sight. A taxi passed by the house with our co-workers, Al and Evelyn Snyder, and their two boys, on the way to the airport. They were leaving Antigua for good. Antigua politics were very hot, and getting involved in it could damage the reputation and ministry of the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. Our mission board, Baptist International Missions, had a wise policy regarding missionaries not getting involved in politics in their host country. Al and their two boys had been getting involved in the current election campaign, putting the radio ministry in jeopardy. When BIMI found out about it, they told him it was best for them to leave. I had another more frightening time when I wondered, "Where is my honey?" A guest had been with us for a few days and was planning to leave the next day. As we visited with him that evening, Roland realized he had some things at the radio station he had intended to give the man to take home with him. He got in the car and headed out to the radio station to get them. He did not return at bedtime, so I got ready for bed and waited for him. When I still did not see him after a couple of hours, I went to bed. I could not sleep, though, because I was worried about my honey. What had happened to him? Did he have an accident? Was he lying in a ditch with no one to notice him? What could I do? With no phone, I could not contact anyone. We had no near neighbors. Rowan had the car. We had a small moped bike, but I could not drive it in the middle of the night. I'm not even sure the light worked on it. 1, 2, 3 o'clock a.m. came and went, and no Roland. I prayed and worried. I decided as soon as it was light enough to see, I would ride the moped to the other side of town where our co-workers, the Waits, lived, and get Kurt to go out to the station and see what happened to my honey. The moped was not working well, so I had to nurse it across town. As the day was dawning, I woke the Waits up and explained Roland had not returned home all night and I was worried about him. Kurt got dressed and drove out to the station. We left the moped at their house and he dropped me off at home on the way. When Kurt finally brought Roland home, I said, "You were gone all night, honey. Are you all right?" "I'm all right," Roland replied, "but the car is not all right. I couldn't get it started. I worked on it, did everything I could think of, but nothing worked. I finally went to sleep in the car. I'm sorry, honey. I knew you would be worried, but there was no way for me to contact you or anyone else." "Well, praise the Lord, you are okay," I said. "We can take care of the car later." "We can trust the Lord in everything, honey," he replied. "He has promised to take care of us." "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.